This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The time is 7:36. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine. A new report by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism puts the spotlight on a state program that compensates hunters whose dogs have been killed by wolves while hunting other animals. Altogether, $1.6 million have been compensated to dog owners since the program began in 1985, and Wisconsin is the only state to have such a fund. My guest this hour will shed some light on this program and answer your questions about it. He's Bill Leaders, Money and Politics Director and a reporter at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I need to correct a little something in your intro. The amount that you cited, $1.6 million, is the total amount that has been paid by the program that compensates the owners of animals who are killed by wolves, going back to 1985. The portion of that which has gone to the owners of hunting dogs that are killed by wolves is about a third, about $500,000 of that amount.
Yes.
Has gone. In the period that I reviewed, which is the last 10 years, there was about $360,000, $390,000 that went to the owners of hunting dogs, hounds that are being used generally to train to hunt bear or to hunt bear.
Thank you so much for correcting that. I wanted to ask you first, how did you hear about this program?
Well, I have been aware of it. The depredation program is controversial, and the fact that Wisconsin is the only state that compensates the owners of hunting dogs when they are killed while they are hunting other animals has gotten some attention and some criticism. People say, well, if you're going to put your dog in a situation of risk where it may get killed by a wolf, the state shouldn't be paying you for it. That's been a criticism that has been around for some time. What I did is I looked at the payouts that have been made in the last decade and the people who received them, and I found a couple of things that I thought were interesting. One is that of the roughly 150 claims that have been filed in the last decade, 31 of those claims have been made by the same 14 people who have made more than one claim. So they've repeatedly put their dogs in situations where they were at risk and they were killed by wolves and they were compensated. Generally, these compensation payments are about $2,500. That's the maximum, and most of the people are now getting the maximum of $2,500 when a hunting dog is killed. The other thing I found of interest is that some of the payments are going to people from other states. Six individuals have made a total of 10 claims. These individuals not residing in Wisconsin. They come here to hunt. They bring their dogs. The dogs get killed, and the state of Wisconsin compensates them for that loss. That's about $28,000 that have gone to that group of individuals. And then I looked at individuals who have had histories of hunting violations. Some people have actually been convicted of crimes for illegal hunting, usually involving bear. And after they've been convicted of crimes for hunting bear, they've lost dogs while they're hunting bear. And they're compensated, you know, $2,000 or $2,500 from the state for that loss.
Now, when we say the loss of a dog, we're talking about animals that were killed by other animals, or is this, you know, a hunting accident? Does the circumstance...
Wolves.
And wolves, yes.
It has to be wolves, yeah.
Oh, okay. And that is the specific criteria.
Yeah,
then.
No, this is... The depredation program is created just to compensate for losses of animals that are killed by wolves. Now, dogs that are used to hunt bear are sometimes very seriously injured or killed by bear. That's not uncommon. I wrote a column about that a few months ago and spoke with a veterinarian who describes some of the horrific injuries that he sees from hunting dogs that are used to hunt bear. But those deaths are not compensated by the state. The hunters are assumed to need to assume that risk on their own. When they are killed by wolves, though, the program that is in place to compensate for deaths of animals does apply.
Hmm. Who's ultimately paying for that compensation fund? Where's the money coming from?
That's a good question. Until last year, the money for the depredation program came in part from the state's Endangered Resources Fund. So that meant if you were clicking off the box on your tax return to give money to the Endangered Resources Fund, or if you were buying one of the Endangered Resources license plates, that money was being used to compensate the owner owners of animals who were killed by wolves, including the owners of hunting dogs who were killed by wolves while hunting. Starting in 2012, the funding source for that program changed. Now the money for the depredation payments is coming from the fees that people pay to hunt wolves. There's an application fee to enter the lottery in order to be have a chance to hunt wolves, and then there's the license fee that people pay when they are selected to have the opportunity to hunt a wolf, and that money is now being used to pay these claims.
Are there enough wolf hunters paying these fees that cover the costs of the compensation fund?
Yeah, there is. One of the consequences of that is that there isn't any money left then to run other costs associated with managing the state's wolf population and in running the wolf hunt. So this money is going in the wolf fees, and it's not really covering some of the costs that are associated with, you know, managing the wolf population. Is going to make these payments to people who lose animals when wolves kill them.
Overall, how many, you had mentioned that some hunters get paid regardless of whether or not they've broken hunting laws or violated firearms rules. How many compensated hunters have a history of these violations?
Well, I found seven individuals who had hunting-related criminal convictions or forfeitures, where they paid fines for activity, for breaking the law, essentially breaking the state's hunting laws before they were compensated. This included one individual who was involved in a very serious sting operation that was run by a state conservation wardens, where they had an undercover agent working to nab this ring of people who were killing bear and legally selling bear gallbladder. That individual was convicted of a crime for this activity. He was convicted of killing one bear illegally and selling animal parts illegally. And subsequent to that, was paid $2,500 from the state when his dog was killed by a wolf. There's another individual who lost his license, his ability to have a DNR hunting license for 3 years as a result of a criminal conviction for illegal bear hunting. 2 years after he had this 3-year ban imposed, he filed a claim for the loss of a dog while hunting. And the state is investigating that situation to see if maybe he was breaking the law at the time that he was that he lost the dog for which he was compensated $2,500. But the state did tell me that if they do determine he was breaking the law, they can deal with that separately. They could fine him or charge him for having broke the law, but he gets to keep the money. It's not a requirement of the law that an individual be obeying the law in order to get the compensation.
Did you ask why that is? Is it a matter of a dog lost its life and therefore you deserve compensation for that?
Yeah, and one of the hunters I spoke to said exactly that. He said it has nothing to do with it. You know, the fact that I had a hunting violation in the past has nothing to do with the fact that I'm getting compensated for a subsequent loss. And that's the logic of it. They didn't put in any sort of a prohibition on who could apply for these funds, and that's an issue that, you know, policymakers can debate. The other thing that's a little interesting about this whole dynamic is that the Department of Natural Resources does publish a list of areas where fatal attacks on dogs occur, and it sends out warning emails to hounders to let them know that this is a danger area, it basically flags these areas and say, be careful, there are wolves here. If you hunt there, if you hunt there with your dog, you may end up having your dog killed. And after these warnings are issued, people continue to hunt there. They continue to put their dogs in that situation. The dogs are getting killed and the state is making payments. So that's a whole other area where people are assuming some degree of deliberate risk in the situations in which they put their animals, and should those animals get killed, there is compensation. There was a study that was done by Michigan Tech and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, which looked at the fact that Wisconsin has many more deaths of dogs by wolves than does Michigan. And one of the factors that was suggested is responsible for that is that we have this compensation program, which it said could encourage riskier behavior.
We're talking with Bill Leaders, the Money and Politics Director and reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He's the author of the latest WCIJ report that looks at the state compensation fund, compensating hunters who have lost their dogs by wolves while hunting other animals. I'm trying to find a concise way to to encapsulate that headline, Bill. Maybe you could help me out during the break here. We're taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org. What do you think of this fund? Are you a hunter? Does this concern you at all? And do you take your dog hunting? Is this something that you've had to face? Perhaps you are aware of where wolves are an issue and you've stayed away from those areas or not. Please let us know. I'm Cynthia Schuster, filling in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine, and we're talking with Bill Leaders, a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about a compensation fund that the DNR has available to hunters who lose their dogs to wolves while hunting other animals. We've been learning a lot about this program and why it's controversial to some and why some have concerns about it. Bill, talk a little bit about the specific circumstances that need to be met. Are there exceptions? Are there reasons why claims might be denied?
Sure, for hunting. The claims, first of all, the program is just to compensate the owners of animals who are killed by wolves, not if they're killed by bears, and it only compensates for wolf deaths that occurred while you're hunting some other animal besides a wolf. Now that Wisconsin has allowed some hunting of wolves using dogs, if a dog does get killed in that activity, there is no compensation. That would not be covered. So it is limited in that respect.
Are there restrictions to compensation if, as we were talking about earlier, a hunter might make a deliberate choice to put their dog at risk?
I think the state has some evidence that hunters are making deliberate choices to put their animals at risk, because it does publish these lists of areas where they know that there are wolves and they know that there is danger, and people continue to hunt there. There's one area involving a pack of animals has seen a dozen separate wolf kills within the last 4 years. So the DNR is flagging this area and saying this is a danger zone, but people continue to hunt there. Now, I should say, too, there is another requirement of the program, going to what you spoke to before, is that the depredation has to be affirmed. It has to be confirmed. USDA has inspectors that will go out and it will look. It has to see evidence that the dog was killed by a wolf. If there is no body discovered, no carcass, no evidence, the compensation will not be approved.
Were you able to talk to any owners who lost their dogs?
Yes, I did talk to several of the people who lost their dogs, including the person who was the leading recipient of money during the decade that I reviewed, someone who had received $10,500. That person was not even a resident of Wisconsin, someone who is a Minnesota resident, but he has a cabin here. And he runs his dogs in the bear training season, meaning he allows them to chase bear and tree bear, and to have that experience. He does not kill. He's not a hunter. He doesn't like killing animals, he told me, and does not participate in the bear hunt season. But he has lost 4 dogs over the years, for which he has been compensated by the state of Wisconsin. He told me, it's a dog is a very difficult thing to replace, and he does take steps to minimize the danger. He even has cameras on his property that he uses to see if he can see signs of wolf activity. And if he does see that, then he doesn't let his dogs go. But he still has had the bad luck of losing 4 dogs over this period of time.
Wow. And many consider their dogs a member of the family, maybe like another child or something.
Absolutely.
How do dog owners feel about that dollar amount they're receiving, $2,500? Is that enough?
Well, they do get to ask for what they think the dog is worth. And many of the hunters ask for much more than $2,500. $10,000 is not uncommon as a claim to make. The state's limit is $2,500. That's the most it will pay for the loss of a hunting dog. But some of these owners will ask for much more money than that. You know, there's also compensation for the owners of pet dogs. That was outside of the scope of my review. But if a wolf does kill a pet dog, there also is compensation that can go to the owners there. I was struck by one of the claimants who lost a pet dog who asked for a little bit more than $800,000. That's what he thought his dog was worth. I think he got more like $1,500.
Let's take a call from Vicki in Racine. Hi, Vicki.
Hello. I think you've already touched on this a little bit, but I was wondering how the amount of compensation was arrived at, because when you I train and show dogs, and when you purchase a dog, even a, you know, even a successful champion, they are usually not $2,000 to $2,500. There may be additional training fees, but I don't think usually hunting dogs cost that much.
Do you know, Bill?
Yeah, well, there was payments that went up as high as $2,500 for a number of years until I think it was like the early 2000s when they actually codified the rules and they said that the death of a hunting dog can be compensated and generally should be compensated at the rate of $2,500. So now that's a little bit more set in stone as the compensation amount. I think it reflects not just the cost of the animal to acquire, but the value of the animal as it's been trained to be a hunting dog. I think the hunters would say that those dogs are worth a lot more than what they paid for them because of the investment that they've made to train them.
Let's talk a little bit about the numbers here, just to refresh my memory. How much money was spent out of this fund over the last number of years?
Since 1985, the Wolf Depredation Fund has paid out about $1.6 million, not including the payments that will go for 2013. Of that amount, about $500,000 has or will go to the owners of hunting dogs. That includes the payments that are approved for 2013. The checks have not yet been written. That will probably happen sometime this month. But there have been 23 dogs, hunting dogs, who were killed for whom compensation was approved by the authorities. There will be payments of $56,000 to the owners of those dogs total, that which will be written. That is the highest amount that has been paid out for any year. It's not wildly higher than some previous years, but it is, in fact, the highest amount, $56,000 to hunting dogs for 1 year.
Why the uptick?
Well, there's more wolves. And, you know, presumably, you know, this is the level now that the state has set a level for wolf management that, you know, there will be depredations at around this level.
Do you sense that there will be any changes to this program on the horizon, or do you think that that the status quo will remain for a while yet?
It's difficult to say. I know that some people are hopping mad about some of the findings of our report. I'm seeing that in some of the correspondence I've been shared on and the comments that are posted to the newspapers that have run the story. And I think that, you know, like all public programs, it should be scrutinized and policymakers should give thought to what makes the most sense and what is most fair and what is congruent with the values of Wisconsin. That doesn't mean that there will be changes in how it is operated, but I think there will be scrutiny that is given.
You had written in your article that dog owners make up nearly a third of all compensations.
That's right.
Is that to imply that others are receiving compensation too?
Yeah, like the biggest, one of the biggest categories of the payments for the Wolf Depredation Program are the owners of cattle, cattle, sheep, all farm animals that are killed by wolves. There's compensation that is being made for the loss of those animals.
Well, why should this issue, why is this important to consider? Why did you feel compelled to report about it and put it on our radar screens?
Well, I was aware that this was a controversial program because of the fact that it does deliver state money to people who, on some level, make a decision to put animals at risk with regard to the hunting dog component. What I was able to confirm in the course of my work is that Wisconsin is the only state that has that provision in its depredation program, that it will compensate the owner of a hunting dog that is killed while it is hunting some other animal. So that makes it nationally unique. And then, you know, just the fact that some of this money is going to people who have criminal histories for hunting violations or civil forfeitures for hunting violations, or who make repeat claims because they continue to put dogs in situations where they are killed, or who live in other states and the state is paying money to people who don't even live here. I think all of those are things that people will find interesting and they'll want to know as they consider the wisdom of this program.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bill Leaders is a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He issued a new report this weekend on a compensation fund that pays for the loss of dogs to wolves while hunting other animals. You can find that at our website and on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Bill Martins, Christy Taylor, and Robin Cherry for production, on-air production, and on-air direction. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.